Mission Control, you talk about being excited.
Touchdown confirmed. We're safe on Mars.
Curiosity, the most high-tech Mars rover ever built, landed on Mars, beginning a two-year search for evidence of life early this morning.
Joining us live this morning is Greg Redfern, NASA ambassador to the solar system and a space contributor to WTOP. This is quite a big deal, isn't it, Greg?
Happy Mars Monday, guys. That's all I can say.
This is so amazing. I mean, the chances of succeeding were a little better than the chances of failing, but they managed to pull it off.
I'll tell you, it's about as good as Teddy winning one of the races at the Nats. That's the way you kind of look at it when you're going through that 7 minutes of terror. But, you know, Teddy's going to win someday, and Curiosity won today at about 1:31 our time. And my goodness, guys, the yelling, the exuberance within the control room at Jet Propulsion Lab, I think that was felt by Mars files all over the world. It was fantastic.
So what happens now? What's the mission, and how long before we see some results?
Well, we saw the pictures within minutes after Curiosity landed, and for the next 2 weeks, the spacecraft is going to undergo, or I should say now, the rover will undergo check to make sure all the instrumentation is in place and has checked proper, and they'll raise the mass, and they'll start taking that first step towards Sharp Mountain. And this is a 3-mile-high mountain that is right next to the landing area. And, Jim, the whole reason why Gale Crater was selected is because we know that water once flowed and existed there. So we figure you have to have water for life. The 10 instruments on board Curiosity are designed to sniff the air, to actually use a laser to blast rocks to analyze them, and then be able to drill and get core samples to check for organics and all of those conditions necessary for life as we know it. A big step forward.
Oh, gosh, it is. Is this where NASA is headed now that the shuttle program no longer is in existence, back to space exploration as maybe it was first created?
Absolutely, guys. I mean, last night, the administrator of NASA, General Bolden, got on air and he said, you know, someday the books are going to read that perhaps Curiosity laid the way for astronauts on Mars. And it's so true, because we're going to learn about the planet. The rover has, for the first time, a radiation assessment detector. We've never been able to measure the radiation that's there on Mars to the level of precision that Curiosity is going to do. It was doing this en route to be able to see what's the radiation environment between Earth and Mars like, and now it's going to continue that, and that's all a precursor to knowing what humans have to endure to get to the red planet.
How long will Curiosity be on Mars?
Curiosity is set for an almost about 23 to 24-month mission, but if she goes like her predecessor, Spirit and Opportunity, who were rated for 90 days and were working for years, and Opportunity still is, hey, I think the sky's the limit as long as Curiosity holds out. She's got a nuclear power supply on board. She's going to be able to go a tenth of a mile a day, and they've got her slated for about a 12-kilometer journey, but I think the folks at JPL put together a good rover, and she'll be there for years to come.
Isn't this an amazing story? It's great to see a success for NASA and for the space program and space exploration. Greg, thanks so much. Good having
thanks
you with
us. Thanks
a
lot, guys. The best is yet to come.
You
all
bet.
Right.
Well, I hope you're right. Greg Redfern's a space contributor to WTOP and NASA's ambassador to the solar system.